These were purchased from among men, the first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth there was found no lie, for they are without spot before the throne of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We here at St. Gertrude's have today the votive mass in honor of the Holy Innocents, because today in the United States of America there is the anniversary of the approval of legalized abortion. The Holy Innocents are suitable protectors for United States, for as their blood cried over the crimes of Herod, in today's America, the vast amount of abortions cries over retribution. The anniversary of 40 years brings before us the question, what can we do about it? During last elections, I was really amazed that so many sincere people who want to answer to this cry of the murdered innocents still thought that the answer can be found in politics. Of these 40 years, lots of people have spent at least 30 of those in wasting much time and energy for political campaigns. They have good intention, but they use wrong weapons. The political machinery of this country has originated this legalized murder. And if you're trying to use this same machinery to try to change it, you are doomed to fail. They might manage to less the number of murders, but certainly their actions do not call the nation to make repentance of this horrible crime. What should we do then? As we Christians are in war against the evils of the world, we must expect to go through different crises. Sometimes there seems to be an insuperable difficulty in our way. Left to our own devices, we can hardly help to achieve a victory. That is the time we should remember these words of our Savior, addressed on one occasion to his disciples, when the situation seemed grim and desperate. How many loaves have you? The day that question was addressed to them, the disciples didn't see how they were to feed a great multitude of people with only a couple of loaves of bread. They were faced with a crisis. So sometimes we too may foresee a situation that seems pretty hopeless to us. Our enemies seem so strong and well organized, and our own courage seems to have vanished. The outcome of the struggle which lies ahead of us seems a foregone conclusion. We shall go down to defeat. Certainly yesterday, when the president was inaugurated into another term, seemed the day of defeat. And if you are a voter of some other than his party, it certainly was. But to us Catholics, this is the time to remember that question: how many loaves have you? Have we, no resources at all upon which we can call in the battle which seems to have been lost. Instead of looking at the dark side of the picture, we have to examine our own selves and resources and see if there isn't something which will stand in good instead. All of us have a little courage, a little faith, and at least a remnant of hope. Surely we, despite all the difficulties we have, surely we are not so spiritually bankrupt that we haven't even a speck of charity left, a little goodness at our disposal. Then why not count up all these resources, these loaves that we have, and say to our Lord, Master, I haven't much to offer you, even as the disciples had no more to offer you than a few loaves and fishes on the day you asked them that question. But by your divine power, you can multiply these resources of mine, that they may prove sufficient in this crisis. If only we do that much more often during life, we should achieve many more successes. We will offer this afternoon the holy hour and benediction, and our enemies will, if they notice it at all, ask, what is this? And, of course, this in itself does not close a single abortion clinic. But it is not the number or amount of actions what counts, but the fact that it is made in honor of our sovereign Lord, our Lord who can turn 5 loaves into abundant of food, and who can also show his almighty power much more efficiently than any politician can. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.